Today on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, Brady Novotny. Stick around. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini, and today we have another artist interview, another artist story, Brady Novotny, amazing guitar player, just absolutely killer, and you guys are going to get to sample a little bit of Brady's music a little bit later on, but we're going to meet him here in a minute. But first of all, you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Please check back often for more podcasts like this one. We have a lot of interviews with a lot of different artists, as well as my daily show, my Rockin' Rants, which are not to be missed. I'm told that they stir up a little bit of controversy, and they're a lot of fun. And What am I talking about? A little tongue-tied here. But in addition to all that stuff, we have our weekly live show, our weekly hard rock and metal show that we do live on Facebook on Rock Rage Radio Live. It is the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. It's a lot of fun. My two cohorts, Lily V6 and Keith the Hawk Hawkins, pop in, and we always pick an interesting topic, play some great independent bands, and take your questions and your input as well, and put it all out there for the whole world. So you can find out more about that at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Now, I've got Brady Novotny. Am I saying your name right, Brady?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Brady, he's on the line with us today. We're going to be talking to, he's an amazing guitar player with a great mix of the flamenco style and the sort of 80s rock, flamenco style with like rock style playing in the style of, say, like Randy Rhoads and those, because he puts these two things together really, 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 really well. A little bit of jazz fusion as well. It's a really awesome mix. You remind me a little bit of Al Di Meola with your playing. You ever get compared to Al Di Meola?
Some people have said that, and okay. I will take that as a compliment. Okay, for okay. Sure.
But Brady, you had a rough start. I'm looking at your bio here. You go to your first guitar lesson, and what happens?
What happened? Yeah. I walk out, and I think I was 10 years old or 11 years old or something like that, and the guitar teacher pulled my dad aside and said, he's not cut out for this.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, it was like the first lesson. I was like, really? I mean, it was a half hour. I was like, you made that judgment call in a half hour.
Wow. Were you like a small kid or something? Maybe you felt like your hands weren't like, was there any explanation or?
No, I just, I was probably nervous, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, he's trying to teach me how to fret the guitar, and, you have no finger strength, no dexterity whatsoever.
Of course.
And I don't know how you can make that judgment call right away, but, you know, he did, and it didn't seem to bother me. I was determined to do it anyway, so.
Good. I'm glad that you did, man.
Oh, thanks.
So what happens after this? Like, what do you start to, you obviously take lessons off of somebody, right?
Sure.
Okay. And so how does it start for you? Do you start off like learning rock tunes and stuff like that? Or are you taking a more of a traditional approach, like learning to read music and stuff? Like, how did it begin?
Yeah, right. I was given a classical guitar to me, so I didn't have an electric. I had a nylon string classical guitar.
Okay.
And so I went to my parents set me up with some lessons, and it was a classical teacher. And for a good solid year, I took classical lessons. I learned how to play classical, pieces, and played with my fingers. Learned how to read music. And it was a good foundation for sure. I really enjoyed that. And when I found out that, like, Randy Rhoads and Rick Emmett and some of my heroes were classically trained as well, it kind of really put validity to everything that I was doing. So it really helped to hear that.
You went on to eventually attend Berklee College of Music. Now, did you do that right out of high school? And why did you choose to go there?
It seems to be the thing to do. It was, I loved music and I loved learning music. And it was a great place for as long as I was there. Musicians from all over the world. It was fantastic. And you got to, 24 hours a day, you could find a jam room and just play with all these great musicians. The competition was pretty fierce, but it made you a better player. You're just constantly playing. And, when you went to, math class, it really had nothing to do with math. But but it was all about jamming and playing music. And, at that age, it was a dream. It was wonderful. And to be in the city of Boston, too, was great.
And so how do you get from there to teaching at Duquesne University? So what happened there?
Right. I was teaching a lot around the city of Pittsburgh, places back then was Swissville Music and Hollywood Music still around, of course. And I was teaching guitar at Hollywood, and they had a guitar competition, and I entered, and I won. But they said, well, we can't allow you to win.
Oh,
because
no.
Because we forgot you're one of our teachers here, and it didn't look good. But so they kind of pulled the brand new Charvel out of my hands.
Bummer, man.
Yeah. So, but they did it privately, which was nice. But one of the other teachers was affiliated with Duquesne University, and they hooked me up and with Bill Purse, which was one of the head of the guitar department down there. And he just said, hey, man, we have these summer workshops that we do every year. And I did that for almost a decade. I taught and played at those workshops, and it was a great time. Great, great time. Got to meet a lot of great guitar players like Robin Ford and Carl Verheinen and Eric Johnson, and all these great players came through. It was fun to teach alongside them.
So what's up with the psychology degree?
It is. Yeah, I have that as well. I was playing a lot. I was doing so much with guitar and I traveled a lot, and it just got a little bit too much. I got kind of burned out. It was a point when guitar playing really wasn't, happening too much, there wasn't much going on as far as guitar. Nowadays, I mean, shred has come back like crazy, which is great to see. But back when I went back to school, there wasn't much going on. And so I got burned out and kind of disappointed. And I just said, well, I'm going to do something else. And I've always had a love for psychology and helping people and empathy and all that fun stuff. So I went back and got that degree. Actually, I am a licensed therapist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so a guitar player and a licensed therapist.
Yeah, sometimes. Well, it's with the guitar. This is hard to. You could get the two things can cross over, right? It's hard to know where this therapy begins and the guitar playing ends, vice versa. Because for a lot of people, playing the guitar is total therapy.
Right. Oh yeah. It's a lot cheaper too.
So we're gonna take a break and listen to Passion, the title track off of your latest release, Passions Collide. And then we're going to come back, and I want to talk about the record, who's on it, who you worked with, and how it sort of came to be. All right?
Absolutely.
Passions Collide on the Ludini Rock and Roll Show. We'll be right back. Brady Novotny, Passions Collide, which is a reference to your passion for flamenco and your passion for great rock guitar.
Yes, that is correct.
Beautiful job. is that Jennifer playing percussion?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Your wife, Mrs. Novotny.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. So, tell us about the record. Like, how did it come to be? Because, you know, you do this whole thing. You're teaching for years. You take a break. You go into psychology, and now you're doing music again, and you put out this like really great sounding record. So, how did it start, and who did you work with?
Sure. I just needed to redo my music again. There's something inside of me that wanted to do something I always wanted to do, and that was to do an instrumental record. I played on a lot of people's records in the past, and bands, and all kinds of stuff. But I wanted to put something together that you know sort of had my fingerprints all over it. And I knew if I was going to do it, I wanted to combine the passions that I had with my love for flamenco guitar and, all things guitar, really, you know, rock and all the things that I've learned throughout the years. But I wanted the flamenco nylon string to kind of, you know, have some threads throughout the songs on the record. So I went on that, writing and kind of took about a year and a half to get it all together, and went down to a friend of mine, you might have known, David Granati. He has a studio here locally, and we took about a little over a year to record the whole record and get it. And then John Cuniberti from San Francisco, he mastered it, which is the same guy who does all Joe Satriani's records.
Nice.
So, it's been through a lot of guitar players' hands, so to speak.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And so, who plays on it with you?
Sure. I do all the guitar work. My wife, Larry Lefevre, he's a drummer. He played drums on everything, and Brian Carson played bass. And then I had there's one song that has some horn section in it. The Solville horns played on that. And David's nephew, Jules Granati, played some percussion on it as well.
Okay, excellent. And I was looking at there's a great video, by the way, where you can see Brady just really tearing it up. Is that a church?
It's the bottom. It was an unfinished basement of a sanctuary, yes.
Okay. It just had a church kind of vibe, you know, to it. Okay, cool. So what is coming up next? What does the next 6 to 12 months look like for you?
Right. Continue to promote the record, of course, you know, doing everything I can to get it out there. And then doing an album release party at the Hard Rock in Pittsburgh, May 10th. So we're going to play the whole record. And hopefully some fun cover tunes, and then off to doing some music festivals. You know, it's a little difficult when you have a instrumental act. There's not a whole lot of places that you can,
right?
You know, kind of go. You have to kind of make your own way and see who will take you. But we're definitely going to be doing some music festivals this spring and summer. Yeah, hopefully around the city and elsewhere as well.
What a lot of guitar players do, it seems today, is they really rock the YouTube channel with, you know, showing, gear reviews and showing off, you know, showing their gear and lessons. And, you know, I'm thinking of people like Pete Thorne and guys mm-hmm. like that. So do you have any interest in maybe doing something like that where people could have like maybe weekly access or maybe even daily access to you?
Yeah, I do have that YouTube channel up. I haven't done any free lessons type things, you know, mini lessons and stuff. I plan on doing it. I finally got some of the right lighting, you know, because you have to get some equipment. If I'm going to do it, I'm probably going to do it a little, you know, right, hopefully.
Of course.
But yeah, I'm going to get into that here probably in the next month or two. I was actually going to start doing little clips and things and jamming and showing some of people my gear, Maybe doing some reviews, you know, see what happens. Why not?
Awesome. So, speaking of the online stuff, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody, like how to get to your website and all that stuff so they can check out what you have going on.
Sure. It's, BradyNovotny.com. So www.BradyNovotny.com. It's spelled NOVOTNY. On that page, you can find all the links to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, I believe YouTube, and you can pick up, if you're interested in the music, there's a spot for all that, the downloads and the physical copies and the streaming and all that fun stuff is all right on that website.
All right, Brady, thank you so much for taking some time to get to know you for a little bit today. I'm looking forward to seeing what you come up with here or with your YouTube channel stuff. I'm a big follower of all of that stuff. I follow all the guys.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Yeah. So I'd definitely be interested to see what you have coming up. Although you do have a couple of cool videos up right now, so people can check that out on your YouTube. And you guys can find all that stuff at BradyNovotny.com. I need to finish up the podcast, but I need you to hang out for a minute while I do that because I need to do a little business with you when we're done. You got a minute?
You bet.
Awesome. Guys, that is Brady Novotny, guitarist extraordinaire. Shred is not dead. It's just right here on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. And of course, it's all over YouTube and places like that. So if you are a fan of great guitar playing, and I mean great guitar playing, you want to check out Brady's work. He's just a dynamite musician. And we got to hear a little sample today, but there's a lot more going on. BradyNovotny.com. You've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Please check our website often for more great artist story views like this one, my daily show, as well as our weekly Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, where we play you only the absolute best in independent rock. We pick a cool, awesome topic, and we have a lot of fun with it. If you'd like to hang out with me live, if you'd like to get some behind-the-scenes stuff, when I do my daily shows, for instance, I got people that hang out with me live, and we have convo before and after. Sometimes we do a lot of joking around, a lot of fun. You get some behind-the-scenes stuff as well as some exclusive downloads and things like that. If you'd like to dig a little deeper, you can go to LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle, and you can find out all the cool stuff there. It's been an awesome podcast. As a guitar player, you know, I was like all about the Brady Novotny today, so it was a fun one for me. Special thanks to Brady for taking some time to talk to us, and we'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.